It's an industry that I generally love. I have a passion for. I eat, sleep, I live for fitness.
No, you need to be obsessed. You need to wake up, think about it. You need to go to bed, think about your clients, think about your progress, think about what you can do better.
Genuinely, like, just be like patient and take your time. Like that is like, you've got to take it all in the right steps. You've got to nail what you do in person before you go online.
I don't like to talk about fear. The fears is usually something that makes your worries real.
Welcome to the Coaching Ignited podcast. I'm your host, Alex Povey. It's great to have you here. This show is all about peeling back the curtain on what's going to help you build the fitness business you truly want. And each week we bring on a new guest to share their stories, insights, and strategies so you too can take action and apply what you learn. The podcast is released every Wednesday on all the major platforms, including Spotify and iTunes. So make sure you go give that a subscribe, guys. Now, if you're a personal trainer in a commercial gym with 500 plus members and you want to fast track your income growth and learn how to sign multiple new clients a week, reach out to me personally through Facebook or Instagram and just drop me a private message so we can get the conversation started and see if you could be a good fit for one of our programs. All the links to my social can be found in the show notes so you can connect with me there. Now let's get into this week's episode. Enjoy the show. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Now before we get started today, I just want to take a minute to thank everyone that tunes into the show. It's been growing week on week. It's great to see the numbers going up and more people getting value from this show and the guests that come on and spend their time sharing their knowledge and sharing their strategies and systems. And it's always great to get DMs and emails or messages from people that are actually listening to the show, applying what they learn and getting results and generating new clients, growing their businesses. And that's really why I set up this podcast. I wanted to create a platform that was a valuable place for you to come and learn and take new ideas and really just help you grow and scale your business. And if there's anyone else that you want me to get on this show, if there's anyone that you've been waiting to hear from, or there's any specific topics that you want me to dive into further, I'd love to know. So connect with me on Instagram. It's Alex C. Povey. That's A-L-E-X and then a C and then P-O-V-E-Y. Or equally, I'm on Facebook as well. You can send me a message there. And just let me know, like, what has been valuable for you? What do you want to hear more of? Is there any particular guests that you'd like me to get on the show? That's really going to help you with certain aspects of your business. So feel free to reach out. With this episode that we're about to get into, we're covering a new topic for the first time. We've not done this before. I generate a lot of my business from Facebook and Instagram, and I know a lot of you out there do the same. And those are really the prime platforms for online lead generation. However, LinkedIn is not something that we've dived into before, but is something that's really powerful for building your brands and generating leads. And I've seen a big shift in personal trainers moving over to the platform and a lot more content being posted and a lot more people showing up and a lot more engagement. And the organic reach over there, guys, is insane. Like, you can get incredible reach on your posts if you do it right. So to help us with this topic today, we're bringing on Rachel Take Saka. Hopefully I said that right. And she helps entrepreneurs and business owners grow and scale their businesses using LinkedIn. She's also a personal trainer and knows her stuff when it comes to this platform. So she's going to walk us through it step by step, exactly what to do and really how to get the most out of the platform and grow your brand and business. Let's get into it. All right. So we're live and I want to welcome you to the podcast, Rachel.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So I'm really excited to do this one. I put a little story out on my Instagram just before this, and I had quite a lot of people respond to it because I talked about the power of LinkedIn and how it's becoming a great place to kind of build your brand and build your business. And it's been a long time coming to get someone on to speak about this topic because no one has so far. So you're the first. You're going to put your stake in the ground, and hopefully you're going to give us some great insights into how to use LinkedIn to leverage your business and grow your brand and clients. So I'm super excited to get into that. But before we do, I'd love to give people a little bit of a background into you, into your journey, how you got started in the fitness industry and how you found yourself doing what you do now. So over to you.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. So going into the fitness and how did I get into that? Well, you know, while I was going to college and while I was working, going to school, I had gained a lot of weight and it was just to the point where I had stopped focusing on myself, stopped focusing on, you know, being healthy, being in a good place. And I was just working and overwhelmed. And through that journey, I realized, you know, that I was doing all of this stuff so that I could better myself. And if I was going to better myself, then that also meant taking care of myself, you know, on another level, not just on a career level, but on a, you know, mindfulness, wellness, all of those other things that I had really let go. So during that process, I had been probably like 200, 210 pounds at my heaviest. And if you guys see pictures of me, I don't look like that at all. Like everybody's always like, I can't believe that. I can't even imagine you looking like that. And, you know, up until now, I think I've lost about 100 pounds or around 100 pounds. You know, now I'm around maybe like 118 or something around there. And so I just like found this passion. I found out how much health helps your life. You know, it's not just about looking different. It's about feeling different. It's about exploring all the different things that you can do and pushing yourself and applying the discipline that you spend inside the gym and all other areas. And so that was really how I got into fitness and wanted to give that back to other people. You know, I was going for a business degree, but that passion led me to wanting to become a personal trainer and wanting to understand more about how I could pass this gift that I found to others and show them what I had found, which was, it felt like a miracle. You know, if you've gone through transformation yourself, it really does feel like you completely transform into a different person. And so after going to personal training, I went to a seminar and I heard all of these amazing entrepreneurs talking about their businesses and helping more people and scaling and being able to not only help their clients that they saw in person, but more people on another scale online and how to help, you know, hundreds of people instead of just 10 to 20 a week. And so that's really what got me into fitness, got me into business, got me into online marketing. It's how I met my mentor, who still is my mentor now and partner, AJ Merzad. And so it was a really crazy trip. And honestly, I just feel like life led me there instead of me just digging and hoping and trying to find like where I was meant to be. It was kind of like I was put there and, you know, life just led me to the right places and the right people.
Amazing. Absolutely love that. And congratulations on like achieving what you achieved, because that must have been a difficult feat to go through that massive change. And I imagine that's really set you up now for helping people, because you've been through that experience yourself. How important was it for you to go through those changes? And how important has that been for you in your business and helping other people go through those changes?
Yeah, I think that the main importance was that every step that they went through, anybody that goes through weight loss, like I know exactly what happens every single step of that journey. I know, like in the beginning of the fear of going into the gym, and you know, I'm writing a book actually about that. I've got one chapter where I just remember the first day I walked into that gym, and there's like this lady with this red hair, it was super dyed, and she was so nice. And she just swiped my card, and the second she swiped it, I was like, I'm committed, this is it. And so every single step of that journey, it relates to everybody else. You know, you're afraid to go into the gym, you're afraid to look silly, and you know, you're afraid to fail, and you don't know what to do, but you just show up, and that's all you can do in the beginning. And, you know, changing your diet, and that really just translates 100% into business, where sometimes like you don't know what to do. You don't know where you're going. You're not sure if this is the right way, or you might feel, you know, self-conscious about certain things. But the key importance to losing that weight was just showing up at the gym, being there, being present, never giving up. And I'd say that that 100% is relevant in business as well, where it's just like, even if you're not sure about what's going on and you don't know, you know, what's the next 10 steps, like the most important step is what's happening today, which is showing up and doing your best and putting in 100% of your effort in today. Because it doesn't matter, you know, you kind of have to forget your past and you have to forget the future, because all you have is right here, right now. And how can you maximize that moment?
You talk about the mastermind that you went to. That must have been an amazing experience for you. You sound like really energized, almost like you remember it quite vividly, going to that event. Mm-hmm. What happened at that event? What did you learn? What insights did you get? And like, where did it take you from there?
Yeah, that was, I really, really remember that day, because it was literally a week after I got certified to become a personal trainer. And I knew the personal training, like at a big box gym, was just a leap. You know, it was just it was a stone that I was going to like leap over. You know, it was something that I knew I needed to do to understand business module, how to train people. But it wasn't like my end all be all. That was not where I wanted to see myself in even a year's time. And so I went to that seminar a week after I got certified, and it literally blew my mind. I had no idea people were like doing business like this, and culture and tribe. Like, it literally just felt like the drapes were pulled back, and I saw this light of, wow, you could inspire people and you could be kooky and weird and different. And, you know, you build a tribe like that, and how to attract your tribe, and then how to set up a business, and how to, you know, create actual structure within that business. And then, you know, how do you feed your clients back? You know, at every single level, you do so much for your clients, but what can you do at that level to give back even more? And so it was just so much of like who I am, which is just a major giver. Like, I just want to keep giving. I just want to keep giving. As long as I can keep giving, like, I'm happy with life. Like, that is what my goal is to be a lover, a giver, and somebody who can help others. And so they in that mastermind were really about that as well. And that's what brought me even closer to the fitness industry and all of those people, because I felt that love. And I felt that, like, if you are in personal training or you're in fitness, you're in a service-based business, you have to, at the heart of hearts, really care about people and want to see them succeed. You know, whether or not you succeed, like, you got to want them to succeed, because that's the most important person in your business, is your customers and what they're doing and what's going on in their lives.
Yeah, totally. I resonate with a lot of that stuff. And I remember coming across kind of like my first mentor, and it's almost like seeing for the first time when you see through someone else's eyes, because that's kind of like what you do with a mentor, right? Or a coach, is like they allow you to see things that you never saw before, which were in plain sight, and you could have found them maybe some point in the future. But then that mentor or coach just helps you fast track your progress with the vision that you see from their eyes. You talk about mentorship and the mentor that you currently have now. Like, how integral has that been to you and your success?
Yeah. So he actually, I found him through that same seminar that I went to right after. Then the next year they had another one, and it was even bigger, and they brought in really big names. And he was one of the people that they brought in for that one. And I was looking into online coaching at that point and figuring out the next steps, where to go. And he was a mentor for online training. And so I did my research, and he was in that circle, and I knew that circle was good people. So I hired him, and, you know, I can't say enough about how much he's helped me. Like, I literally owe him so much, because, you know, he's not only taught me a lot about business and like marketing, and he's just like this little genius that just kind of blows your mind when he talks to you, but he also showed me a lot about love. You know, he's cared for me. He's like probably one of the closest people in my life. You know, he's definitely like a family member more than just a mentor now. And, you know, he always shows me like how to give back in better ways. Like, he's never shown up and like made me feel like I couldn't keep going, you know, in that room where you're just like, I don't know if I can keep doing it. And then he'll show up and be like, yes, you can. And like, here's the strategy, here's the structure, but also like, here's the emotional like support that you need to get through it. And so I know I would not be here today doing any of what I'm doing without his help, because, you know, he really was always there. He was always there pushing me forward, always there making sure that I was going to keep going. And so him and the team of us were just like this little powerhouse. And I'm just like grateful every single day for that family and that support and that tribe. Like masterminds are so important and mentors are so important. And, you know, if you don't have one, it isn't like you're not going to succeed, but I do guarantee that you will do a lot better with them and or move a lot faster and be more in a peaceful place of mind through that process as well.
Mm, you speak so highly of this person. It sounds like I really want to meet him. When it comes to mentors and stuff, it's almost like you can borrow their confidence as well, isn't it? Because you talk about being in a room with him and you're feeling like you want to maybe quit sometimes or give up. But I think like with mentors and coaches, they're so confident in what they're doing, you can actually borrow their confidence and then you can use it to your advantage to then propel yourself forward. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. Where it's like the power of association, right? And so when you're around a lot of people, like if you go into a room, right? Say you imagine yourself, you're walking into a room and the whole room is just busting up laughing, right? They're just dying of laughter. You walk in and like, how do you feel? You know, you feel kind of bubbly. You feel like you want to laugh too. You're like, what's going on, guys? You know, it's that energy. And so it's the power of association, I believe, that really like allows us to do that. Because, you know, if you walk into a place and you've got like all these associates like you're associated with that are just powerhouses and they're animals and they're crushing it and they're doing well, like by association you're like, I can do this, like I've got this, this is my circle of friends, like I should be there too, I can keep going. And like you know them so well as at a certain point too where you're like, these people that are doing amazing things in life and business, if they're, you know, losing a bunch of weight. Like if you meet me, I'm just a regular person. Anybody can really do these transformations. Like I'm not some alien and he's not some alien that's just wired 100% differently. And we have like a third arm or something. We're just normal people. And so you start to like really understand the gravity of like anything is possible, one. And two, like association, like you gotta be around the people that like make you feel like you can be tenacious. Like you said, it's borrowing, but it's also just like, I feel like it's just, it's not even borrowing because it's not like you taking it from them. It was always inside of you. It just needed to be rubbed a little bit to shine.
You're energizing me just speaking about it. Everyone listening to this must be energized just with your raw passion. Like yeah. You've taken that for yourself and you've multiplied it. And it sounds like you're like super energized, which is awesome. I love it. Absolutely love it. So I want to shift gears into what a lot of people will be tuning in to listen to. And I know we talked about it at the start of the podcast and it's LinkedIn and that's how we got connected, isn't it? Through Jono, who's got the Facebook group. And this is obviously a hot topic, right? It's a great platform for generating business. I've noticed a lot more trainers on there posting content, making offers, adding people to their networks. And I get asked about it a lot, right? So you probably know more than most people. So for anyone new approaching LinkedIn, anyone looking at LinkedIn as a source for building their brands, their awareness, generating leads, and really just pushing their business forward, like how do people get started? What are some of like the key things that you need to know about LinkedIn? So almost like an idiot's guide to how do we get started on the platform?
For sure. I got you. Well, the way I break it down is actually an adorable story, if I do say so myself. when I was maybe like 12 or maybe younger, something around there, let's say younger so it doesn't sound as funny, a 12-year-old, but my first business, I always say, was when I raised guinea pigs. And I used to raise guinea pigs and breed them and I'd sell their babies and I'd show them and show. And it got super intense for anybody who doesn't know how intense guinea pig shows can get. And so that was my first business that I've ever ran, right? It was the first thing that I did that I ever made money myself. And I literally just apply that same business structure on LinkedIn, right? And it sounds kind of crazy, but I'll explain like how I applied that. So when you have a guinea pig business, you have a couple components. The first one is you have to be in a group, right? You have to be in a place where like other people know that you've got really amazing guinea pigs. They're all also really into guinea pigs, and they're probably going to buy your guinea pigs if they're really amazing and they're doing a really good job. So that was the first component, right? I was in a group called 4-H, and that's what I call like your network on LinkedIn. You got to have to be in those groups. You have to be out there. You have to have people that know that you've got a really good thing going on. And they also have to be potential buyers, right? So that was the first part. The second part of that was you had to have an amazing guinea pig. You know, your guinea pig couldn't just be like some scrungy, like half breed. Like it had to be beautiful. It had to be really nice. It had to be pedigreed and all of these great, amazing things that a really high quality guinea pig needed to have. And that's what I call your authority profile, right? So you are that guinea pig in that case. You have to be pedigreed. You have to look good. You have to be like, wow, when I see that guinea pig looks like the one that's going to win. Like that's an amazing looking guinea pig. And so that's building out your profile, right? Making sure that you look really, really great. And then the very last component that I put into it is having the shows, right? I had to show my guinea pigs. They had to win. They had to be out there and get medals and get ribbons. And so what I do on LinkedIn, which is just like that, is I put out content. I put out videos. I put out articles. I put out blogs, like all of these different things, right? So that people can actually see what I'm doing. They can see that I'm doing a good thing. I'm putting out testimonials, wins, ribbons, whatever it may be. And so those components are the exact same business model that I use for the guinea pig, but they work really, really well on LinkedIn as well. So that's kind of how I break down the entire system of how to go on LinkedIn and how to do really well on LinkedIn.
Got you. Makes complete sense. I love how it's tied into that story. With LinkedIn, how is it different from other platforms? So I'm not talking about like Instagram just being photos and LinkedIn being X, but I mean, like, is the language different? Is the approach different? Is the way like you have to speak on there different? Like, is there a different way of approaching it in terms of the content?
Right. Yeah, I think psychology is really important when it comes to going on this social media, because the first thing that I always hear whenever I talk to somebody who's a client that's ready to start going on there is like, I don't know what to put. Like, I don't know what content to put on there because it feels really hoity-toity. Like, you know, you put your hand on your neck like you're tightening your tie kind of feeling, you know, or this is a professional platform. I don't know what to put. And it is true, right? The psychology on LinkedIn is it is more of a professional platform. It isn't just for like memes and jokes and stuff like that. It's a place where people are looking to connect on a business level. And so you have to approach it with that same mindset, right? So it's what are people that are very dedicated in their business or very dedicated in their profession looking for on LinkedIn, right? And so if you're a personal trainer, you could definitely speak to that high-powered CEO that's saying, I really have literally 30 minutes throughout the day and that's about it. Other than that, I'm busy, I'm with family, I've got responsibilities and I've got a business to run. And so what would you say to them? How could a 15-minute workout throughout your day make you 5 times more productive throughout your work week, right? Like conversations that really relate to what they're going through in life. And so when you're on LinkedIn, I would definitely approach it with the fact that like, yes, these people are a little bit different. They're not just like on LinkedIn looking for casual, funny memes. That's really not their style, right? They're business, they're professionals. Maybe they're older. Maybe they're more distinguished and refined in what their career path is going on. And so thinking about it from those perspectives instead of just like, how can I make something cute? How can I make something funny? How can I make something valuable, right? It's all about value added. So think about the value that they're looking for. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that makes total sense. And I just got a question through from Gavin Meehan, actually, who's just commented, and he wanted to know like what's the most effective way to build leads. So obviously we spoke about posting content and kind of like drilling down into the target, like you talk about CEOs and business owners, and then basically appealing to the pain points or maybe their challenges, right? So that's going to nurture them. It's going to get them to see your content, engage with you. But then how do you take that and maybe amplify it or turn that interest or awareness into leads, into getting them into conversations or even getting them onto maybe initial phone calls? Like how does that process work? How do you go from post to lead to eventually client?
Yeah. The thing about LinkedIn, which just surprises me why I know not a lot of people use it, is that that is like the place for people to connect. There's so many ways to connect. So like getting leads is actually, I'd say, a lot easier than any other platform for the most part, because it's not just about posting and all this stuff. Like it really wants you to connect. Like anytime you post something, it'll say congratulations to this person. Like it prompts you to message people all the time. So the thing is like when you post something, like sure, people will comment and like, and you reach out to those people same as you would on any other platform, especially if it's something that's saying reach out to me, whatever it may be. But it will also prompt you to have a conversation with them in your alerts. So if you endorse them, it'll say thanks for endorsing this person. So I would say when you're on LinkedIn, be less pushy, because you're going to see a lot of pushy messages on there. Like the first message you see from somebody that adds you is like, hey, here's my stuff, buy my thing, or check out my blog, right? Like the very initial thing. And that's the reason why most people hop off. It's because it's super salesy. So I'd say that, you know, starting with a relationship, like, hey, how are you? You know, like, let's get this relationship going first. And you can always automate this as well, right? Like you don't always have to go in and do all the handwork yourself. You have a virtual assistant, you have a software that you can use. But starting with a relationship first and just like asking them, you know, what's going on, so it's less salesy, will allow them to open up their world a little bit more, right? It's starting that conversation. And then after that point, you know, if your stuff's good, your stuff's good. They're going to want to take that next step. So I would say dialing down your funnel, but like the messaging system wants you to talk to these people. It'll prompt you to message these people. Like it really wants everybody to actually connect, and not just like on a superficial level, but on a deeper level. And that's really what the platform is for. You know, on Facebook, you have your friends, your family. That's what's doing really well. On Instagram, you've got celebrities and all of this, you know, other adventure kind of stuff. But then on LinkedIn, like people really are there to connect. So if you can just do that actually and reach out to them and say, hey, how's it going? I noticed you like my post. You know, what's going on in your world, or something like that. And then take it from there. And in the next three messages, maybe get them on a sales call or a phone call, then you're in a really great place, because there's so much opportunity to do those conversations. Literally every single day, you'll probably get a notification to get a message, or you'll get a message from somebody every single day. So it's just such a great platform, because everybody really does want to message. Everybody does want to connect more deeply than just like superficial levels on other platforms.
So how do you see it changing? Because I remember the days, and you'll probably remember this, where LinkedIn was kind of a place where you just went to put your CV, or like when you were changing jobs, you'd update your LinkedIn, polish up a little bit, and just make sure that if anyone checked it, it looked legit, right? That's pretty much how I use LinkedIn for most of my life. Now I've obviously moved in there a lot more, where we're engaging, we're generating leads, we're driving people to Facebook groups and sales calls and stuff like that. So it is becoming like more of an outlet for lead generation. But like, how are you seeing it change? Because I don't spend a ton of time on there, but you're always active on it, you're probably going to see a lot more change. You're going to see a lot more themes or things happening, or certain pieces of content becoming more viral, or new features. Like, what are the big things, the shifts that you're seeing right now, where the opportunities are with LinkedIn?
Yeah, it's changing a lot, actually. It's kind of crazy how fast and how much it's changing. Recently, I don't know how many years ago, maybe a couple years ago or something, but it was acquired by Microsoft. And so when it was acquired by Microsoft, there was an algorithm change within it, because they did realize the fact that all these other platforms are getting really popular because of the content, because people are being able to become viral and stardom on these other platforms. So their algorithms, for one, change. So you'll notice your content doing better, especially video. And they're going to roll out live soon. So on Facebook and Instagram, you can go live. They're rolling that out. It's still in beta testing, but maybe by the time that you release this podcast, or maybe in a couple of months, you might start seeing LinkedIn Live. And it's really generating a lot of traction. So if you have that already, I would say use it today. But also video. I mean, they want to see people producing content. No, not a lot of people do produce content on there as well. So if you do produce content, it will do really well, because the amount of people versus the amount of people that don't produce content is astronomical, versus like everybody that you know, most of your friends, I'd say 80% of your friends, if they're also kind of in the same field as you, like they're putting stuff out, right? They're putting out offers, but on LinkedIn, you don't see that as often, meaning that you have a very high chance of becoming an influencer on this platform purely by putting in like the minimum amount of like one post a day or something like that. So it's just such a great place to put out and test stuff. It's a great place to put out videos. Videos are going viral. I remember like I had a couple of videos on Facebook that maybe got 100 or a couple hundred views, maybe 1,000. And then on LinkedIn, I threw it up and it'd be like 13,000 views, or, you know, it just propels your content much farther. And there's also another thing within LinkedIn that once somebody likes it, it gets shared basically to their people, their connections. And so you have a much more likelihood of reaching new people, people that have never seen you before, because not only does all of your connections see it, but anybody who likes it, all of their connections will see it. And then all their connections will see it if they like it, right? So it's just propelling your content much farther than you could ever do. Like literally I'd have to spend the same amount of money. Like I would have to spend money on Facebook to get the views and the visual, like on LinkedIn that I get for free. So that's one of the big changes, was that algorithm change and what they saw and how they realized people want to put out content and become influencers. Another thing that they're doing is they're just releasing a lot of like random little things, like how you can like something and love something. So they're just putting up a couple of different things to make it more friendly, more inviting, a little bit more social media-ish instead of just super professional. And so they're releasing a lot of stuff just to build more connection, more likability, more interest in the content. Like how can they make sure that when people engage, they enjoy that engagement. So you're going to see a lot more changes within this year. And I guarantee that the conversations I'm having with entrepreneurs today when they work with me to get on LinkedIn will be very, very different in a year, because this is a golden point and a golden time where still to this day, like as much as I tell people and help people on there, like a large portion of people aren't on it using it the way that it really could be used. And so in a year's time, I'm sure that like that will catch up and more people will be on there and those influencers will have that influence, and the people that didn't use it yet will have a harder time, just like how it was on Facebook and Instagram.
All that sounds like really exciting stuff. I mean, the Facebook live thing, obviously on LinkedIn, I can imagine would go nuts, because even now, like you can get good engagement on Facebook with a Facebook live, because mm-hmm. it's really going to encourage that and get people to engage with it. So if it's doing moderately okay on Facebook, I can imagine it will go nuts on LinkedIn, right? So that's a super exciting feature. You know, you say they're beta testing it right now. Does that mean mm-hmm. that it could not go through and not be rolled out, or are they basically preparing to roll it out? Like what's going on there?
Yeah. So LinkedIn does a lot of beta testing. Usually they do roll stuff like that out eventually. It does take a little bit more time. From what I've realized is like they may take a couple of months, versus on some other platforms, you'll see once it's being beta tested, it'll be rolled out like within a couple of weeks. So I do believe that they will roll it out completely to everybody, because there's no reason in my mind for them to like not want to do that, especially with the direction they're going. But they do beta test quite a few other things. So some profiles have completely different like looks than mine do, right? It's just because they want to test out a bunch of different things. They're still in their like infancy kind of with this stuff versus how fast like Facebook's growing. They're just like a little bit behind in those terms. But that's why I think they're testing a lot more. And I feel like they're trying to be more tenacious with their testing. So some of the features you may have, like somebody came out with this crazy feature that you could literally like find exactly who you wanted to find on LinkedIn and then message them and like get all this data and stuff like that, but it never got rolled out. So there are some really interesting things, but I have no doubt in my mind that they'll put this one out because it's alive. You know, everybody wants to be on live. Everybody wants that feature. And people that are using it right now are doing really well with it. So why wouldn't they want more people on their site looking at their people, looking at their profiles?
It's all like it's attention wars, isn't it, really? Because you've got all these different platforms. They're all trying to like capture the attention. So they're trying to keep you on there as long as possible. YouTube, and then you've got Facebook. You've obviously got Instagram that's owned by Facebook, but video is obviously going to be the longest engaging type of content, right? So it's promoting that above everything else. Is there kind of like a sweet spot with the video content on LinkedIn? Does it have to follow a certain structure or format or length? Have you noticed anything that works really well? Maybe like really short and snappy videos, ones that are like selfie or professional, like what are you seeing that gets good engagement or good traction?
Yeah. This one actually, I think, depends on your brand. Like you can follow like any framework and it could still not work for you kind of thing. Like, I think the biggest thing is like, do you have good content? Like, what are you putting out there? Is it actually valuable? Like, I've seen people that are just literally, like you said, selfie version, and they're just talking into the camera and it goes viral. And then I put out a lot of workout videos. That stuff does really well for me. And so I think it depends on your brand. Like, if you have really good content and it's 3 minutes long, then it'll do well. But if you have really bad content and it's 3 minutes long, it's probably not going to do as well, right? So with this one, I'd say like any video will do well as long as it's good. You know, like focus more on your craft and focus more on like how your brand should be seen, and then work on like how can we make this even better? How can we make this even better? Because if it's not good, if it's not like already crafted the way that you know that you need to craft it, then it doesn't matter how long it is. And all video content's doing really well on LinkedIn as well. So it's a great place to do this testing even to see what's working, see what's not working, because you have so much more potential to be seen by so many more people. Why not test it? So just think about your brand, you know, think about what works best. Like for you, you know, you're great at talking, you have a silky voice, right? So it's like you talking and telling people more about like what's going on in your world and like value added and stuff like that, I think would do really well because you've got the voice, you've got the face, you've got that ability to have that personality. So I would just start testing with that, start with shorts, go a little bit longer, see what works best. But, you know, do it the way that you know that your brand would be seen best. It doesn't matter about all these other things until you get that stuff right.
Yeah, it makes total sense. And I agree so much with what you say, because it's really the fundamentals to like marketing online. It's test, 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 and then monitor the result. Either it's the opt-ins, the KPI, the views, the virality, and then you know, okay, when I do X, this happens. And it's just a case of testing, like you said, and failing forward and just being kind of consistent with it, right? That's really the key.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Being consistent is super important. And, you know, I think that like some people forget about consistency being like super important, but like just showing up, you know, like just tying this all back full circle is like, literally, it's just showing up. Even if you're kind of nervous about posting or putting stuff out there, you don't know what people are going to say. All you have to do is show up, and like the rest kind of follows in suit.
I'd love to get a little bit of a flavor of kind of your process. So when you work with a private client or like an entrepreneur and you help them with like optimizing their LinkedIn, or you take them through a process, what are some of the like key steps or key areas that you focus on initially to get them some traction?
Yeah, for sure. So And this is going to be such a rainbow answer, which I hate, but it has to be, because anybody that I take in personally that really wants to work with me on a personal level, like, I have to know kind of where they're at with LinkedIn. Like, are they starting a completely new profile, or are they already on LinkedIn and they have a couple of connections, or maybe they are really far ahead and they have a couple thousands connections? Like, where are they at? So first we kind of do an analysis, like, what assets do you have on this platform that we can optimize, or are we starting fresh? So if we're starting fresh, we're creating everything from the bat, and like, this is how we would start that and how we build your network up and your connections up and all of these other things. But if they already have some assets on there, then it's like, let's analyze those assets. Are they your ideal client? So I would go through that guinea pig process with each and every single one of them. And depending on where they're at, be able to take them to like the next step of that process. Like, how can we up this? Does your profile look good? Is it saying, you know, what you need it to say? Is it a funnel, or is it just a profile? Like, are you actually taking every shot you can possibly take on your profile? Or is it just kind of falling flat when people come on there? You know, are you actually getting leads or not? That's just kind of like the question that you'd ask with that profile. The second thing would be, of course, like, going into their network. You know, are you building your network? Is your network even full of people that want to buy stuff from you? Or is it just like random connections that you had from work that you used to work with? You know, like, Sarah doesn't care about this, so let's try to find more people like Tommy, your ideal client, kind of thing. And then the other thing is like, what content do you have? And sometimes it is a process of like, what should we create, because we don't really have content yet that we're ready to roll out. Or it's like, oh my gosh, you've been doing business for 3 years. Let's just take everything that you did before and throw it on there and like play with this stuff. And so, you know, I always try to have like a lot of fun with it. You know, I think that like business and life and like all of this stuff, like, if you're not having a good time with it, then like, man, something's wrong. You know, you gotta be excited and have fun. Like, connecting with these different people, like, it's not just numbers, like, all these connections are people, and like, how can we like have fun with these people, you know, like, let's get into this party kind of thing. And so I'll take them through the guinea pig process, and then we're just going to jump into the party and have fun with it.
Love it. It sounds like a very fun approach to it. Like, how long does it take? I know this is like, this is kind of like a tricky thing to answer. It's kind of like, how long is a piece of string? But like, if someone was to come to the platform fresh, so come to you, they've maybe got their job title, they've just got the bare bones, like, minimum, pretty much starting from scratch.
Yeah.
Like, how long does it take, like, going through a process of like posting maybe daily and adding to the network to really just like see any return on it? I know that's hard to answer, but I know with Facebook, I wasn't using it for a long time. And then I started using it like heavily for my business, and I generate about 80% from Facebook, but it took me probably about 3 to 6 months, maybe more, to like consistently build it, to like post, build authority, engage with other people's content, to then raise my profile and build connections and reciprocity. Like, it's a process. You can't do it in a second or a day or a week. Like, it takes time, and it's going to be the same with LinkedIn. Is it the same as Facebook, whether it's like a 3 to 6 month process of like consistent actions to get to that point, or can you see fruits a lot quicker because you can create posts that go viral and then a lot of people come into your network? Like, what does that process look like? Is it, what's the time frame?
Yeah, the time frame wise, I feel like if you have some bare bones and you have some connections, like, you could see some crazy results in a week, to be honest. Like, most of the people that I've worked with, we've been able to get some traction within a week. And then, you know, you just keep building off of that and propel it to more consistency, you know, throughout the months. But, you know, if you do have some assets on there and you can just like get that, and you already have the discipline, of course, like you said, you do have to put in that consistent effort and you have the discipline. I'd say that like within a week, you can at least start seeing some returns. You can start seeing some traction. Like, you can see the massive growth happen. And then as you keep it going, you'll start seeing a consistent trend throughout the months, right? But it really doesn't take that long, I'd say, to like at least start seeing some traction, some return on your time investment that you're putting in there, because everybody does want to connect on there. So, you know, if it's taking longer, that's probably just because like maybe you literally just opened up a profile and you have nothing on there. So, but if you already have some stuff and you have some connections, I'd say like within a week, you should be like, you should at least see something going on. And if you're not, then it's like, okay, really reassess what's happening. Is there something that's like totally off going on? Or are you, you know, not posting consistently? Are you not messaging people back? Or like, what's going on? Are you not adding the right people? So yeah, I do see it actually like quite fast turnover. And I see like a lot of more easy sales actually on LinkedIn than other places, because, you know, people sometimes will just reach out to you like, yeah, I want to buy your stuff. How can I do that?
Exciting. That sounds good. Sounds like the place to hang out if there's buyers hanging around like that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I hang out there.
Love it. So you talked about something earlier. I just want to circle back to it about having the right people in the network, right? Mm. And you might have a ton of people in your network already, which are like old colleagues or whatever, and they're just not your ideal customer. And I think one of the benefits for LinkedIn is kind of like the search options, right? Where you can actually like drill down into specific search terms. But like, what is the process? Like, how does it work? How can people go in and like find the people that they want to find? Have you got like a process for that? Or like, how do you do that?
Yeah. So on that little search bar, like you said, you can search for specific people. You know, that's coming down to knowing like your niche and how well you know them. You work with a lot of personal trainers. Is that correct? Right?
Yeah. So mainly personal trainers. Yeah.
Yeah, so you could type in personal trainers as their profession, and it'll literally just pull up all personal trainers. You can type in location. One key thing that you should type in when you're doing that as well is make sure it's not a first connection, it's a second or third. Meaning if it's a first connection, that means you're already connected with them, so it'll just show up your friends. But if you put in second or third, that'll show up people that are not connected with you already. So then you can start connecting and building those relationships with those people. So some people like to do locations because certain locations have different vibes, like different areas like New York or, you know, San Francisco in our area, right? They're very city-like. So if you're looking for the city type of person, you're going to also include and think about like, where do they actually live? You know, if you're in a personal trainer vibe, you're like, okay, well, where do most personal trainers live around? Is there like a beach area? Maybe like a lot of people really like to get fit around the beach. So there's going to be a lot of really great personal trainers there, but it's also super saturated. And if I can help those personal trainers really well, because I know the best beach body workout that like, you know, is tested and marketed already, and all they need to do is swipe and go, then you can start marketing to those specific areas. So it's like understanding completely exactly who you want to talk to and being able to put in those specifications into those places. And, you know, if you want them to be college educated, like all those different things. Basically, it's like the same as Facebook ads, marketing or targeting, but you can just throw that into your LinkedIn algorithm, and it's like, it's free. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Yeah, that's a big benefit, right? To have all that capability, and it's absolutely free. What about the Sales Navigator as well? Is that useful for people to have? Is it the Sales Navigator? Is that what it's still called? Where you can have like added function?
Yeah. I personally have it upgraded and I still don't really use it, to be honest. I think that the Sales Navigator, you know, you can use it. I don't want to discourage anybody from upgrading if they want to upgrade and play around with it, because hey, you know, like this is all just fun. Just have fun with it, get out there and test as much as possible, you know, like marketing 101, right? Just keep testing. So if you want to upgrade and check it out. I'm pretty sure you can have like a free trial as well on it. But I do have it and I really don't use it because I don't need to use it, right? Like I know where to search, who to search for, and how to get to them without using like anything more complicated than I need to. And it works really well. So I'd say for the general person that's just on there and they're just like starting off, or maybe they aren't just starting off, they already know exactly who they want to and they've been on LinkedIn, like I don't actually think that it's 100% a necessity for you to use, because it doesn't add as much as you think you'd need. You can just find those people on the regular platform already.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for clarity on that, because sounds like you can just keep it simple and there's plenty of functionality in the current search that you use on LinkedIn, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I know. It works really well. And I know you use it. Do you use that as well, or have you ever used a Sales Navigator before?
Honestly, when I first looked at LinkedIn, I think I got onto it just like to test out, like you said. But now all my stuff is like automated by VA, so I don't even touch LinkedIn really unless there's a conversation that I need to jump on or something to post. So I'm not like in there all the time. I'm always in Facebook, but I'm not always in LinkedIn. But off the back of this podcast, I think I need to up my game. I think I need to be churning out some videos on there.
Yeah, you really do need to put some videos up on here. I mean, seriously, it's so amazing because you get to have so much more traction on there. You get to test out so much more. It's like, you know, if you already have this asset, why not use it? You know, why not just double your impact without having to double your work? Like, it's just easy.
Very, very true. Very, very true. So I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Like, I felt like we've covered some really cool areas when it comes to LinkedIn. For anyone that's listening to this, maybe the coaches, entrepreneurs, anyone who's tuned in, where would they go to find out more about you and what you do and how you help people with LinkedIn?
Yeah, definitely. So you can always go to my website, creationmove.com. And I do have a secret email list that I literally give like a bunch of my goodies away. Like, I just try to give value. There's not a whole lot other than just value that I put in that little secret email list. So they're always more than welcome to join on that. You did mention Jono before, and we will probably be coming out with some type of help and course for people that want to go on LinkedIn and get more help on this soon. So that would be a great place. And I'll definitely drop that in the email as well when that gets launched. So yeah, those are some great places to go. And, you know, always feel free to reach out to me if you see me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, wherever. I'm always really friendly. I don't bite. I'm always nice. You can always say hi and check in.
Yeah, of course. All right. We'll chuck all the links in the show notes. So anyone that wants to get on any of those lists or find you, they can do that. But yeah, just want to say thank you so much for coming on and covering this topic for us. You're an absolute boss, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks so much for inviting me. I enjoyed it. You too.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did enjoy it, I'd be really grateful if you could leave a short review on one of the platforms. And if you're a personal trainer in a commercial gym with 500 plus members and you want to fast track your income growth and learn how to sign multiple new clients a week, reach out to me personally through Facebook or Instagram and just drop me a private message so we can get the conversation started and see if you could be a good fit for one of our programs. All the links to my social can be found in the show notes so we can connect there. See you next week.